Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I have one of my best pals and one of the most fearless, truth-speaking people on the planet right now. He's making a big difference and waking a lot of people up. Thank you for joining me, Clay Clark.
Mel, I'm super excited to be here with you today, and I've got about 30 knowledge bombs I'd like to unpack. And I wanted to do is kind of share the video clip or the fact and have you break down how this all fits into the puzzle. Cause I'm finding more and more people. And again, I have five kids, so I don't have 50 kids, but I take my five kids to their different events and I talk to the other parents, and I'm getting the sense that about half of America is starting to get it. And it's almost like our country's been in like a drunken stupor. And people are, we're trying to wake up people, and some people have been sober. They made it through New Year's Eve sober, but some people woke up in a bush somewhere. Somebody else can't find their car. Somebody, I mean, that's what's going on with the country. So if it's okay, I'd like to wake up America with some knowledge bombs today.
Well, let's do it. Nobody brings them like you do. So let's get started.
Okay. So first a clip I want to play here. And by the way, none of these clips are clips that I want to play, but they're clips that I feel like we have to play here. This first clip comes to us by no other than America is the world's number one villain. This is Yuval Noah Harari, recent interview. And he explains the entire Great Reset agenda very succinctly, their entire plan in like 90 seconds. Let me hit play here. Here we go. This is Yuval.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin. Just imagine the situation when everybody goes around all the time with some biometric bracelet or other device that constantly monitors what's happening inside your body. So the moment your body temperature starts rising or there are other signs that something is wrong, the health authority knows that you're sick and you're isolated, and that's it. That's the end of the epidemic. If we had such a system today, there won't be COVID.
Now, visually speaking, this is what that looks like. In China, they're locking down again after reporting, quote unquote, record numbers of cases. So we're able to see what's happening in China right now. So that's what's going on in China. So that's how that plays out. Mel, what are your thoughts on what Yuval Noah Harari just said?
Well, you know, if they already all laid it out, they want, you know, and we talked about last week, COP27, and then they had the B20 and the G20 and another event, and Klaus Schwab talking there, saying that the model for the world should be the model that's in CCP China right now, and that would be the best way to go forward, not even hiding it anymore, that's what they want, track and trace surveillance. The people should know that just 2 days ago, I believe, in areas of the CCP China, people had their track and trace codes turned to yellow in the QR code, meaning that they were no longer in compliance. And this happened to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. There's some footage of it. It's really being hidden. But that's really what it is. This is digital slavery. It's all connected, as I told you and others. They're bringing back the World Health Organization treaty shortly into 2023. Joe Biden is actually involved in this presentation that's planned. And I have to tell you, it's all connected. It is exactly what he's saying. He's telling you what it is. It is track and trace surveillance, full digital slavery. Everything you do, say, eat, where you go, who you talk to, what you do. And scarily enough, in their proposals for the One World government ID / health passport, they have a whole section that was just in the Bali Declaration about misinformation, disinformation, and what you're saying online. So every aspect of your life will be tracked, traced, and surveilled, as if you're in prison, because you will be.
And again, these are only concerning things if you think about it. Now, what I found as we're waking up people, there's three groups of people I found, Mel, and maybe disagree. Feel free to disagree. These are what I found. I found there's one group of people that don't get it. They're not going to get it because they're high and they're at Waffle House. And they're not going to get it. They're marching with the Marxists. They're pushing forward. They somehow think this is awesome. They're excited about it. These people are at Travis Scott concerts. These are people that are just so excited about the perversion happening. Then there's that middle third of America that totally gets it, that's wide awake, that's trying to share with their family and friends. And then there's that other third that goes, I'm just going to sit this out, you know, until we get back to normal. Are you seeing that? Do you see that?
Yeah, I see that 100%. First of all, there is no sitting this out. You can sit it out until it comes and then it's too late. A lot of people also think the FTX scandal with Bankman-Fried and all the people he was involved with was really kind of false flag. Not that it didn't happen again. That's not what a false flag is, but that it was set up so that people will do what they always do, which is what basically has been the beginning of time. The Hegelian dialectic, where they create something, then there's a huge blow up like the Bankman-Fried scandal, which is not being ignored. He's actually speaking at the New York Times on a panel with Larry Fink and a bunch of other people, Pence included. But then they come in and they say, this is Wild West. We're going to make it better. We're going to institute the central bank digital currency. And therefore, people will follow and say, you know what, it's better to have it regulated by the government, which it's not. But it's better to have it regulated by the government. And in this case, governance, public-private partnership of the World Economic Forum in cahoots with the international banking cartel is who they're talking about when they talk about governance. Everything that Harari says, he's talking about that. And therefore, you know, a lot of people are looking at this whole Fried thing unravel, seeing all the players on all the way from MIT to Epstein to you know, the Clinton Foundation, to all these different people connected to this guy, Stanford, and our government, the SEC, you know, Ukraine, right, and seeing it as, wait a minute, what is this about? Is this about yet another bait and switch of, you know, here's all the reasons we have to go to central bank digital currency, totally centralized by a higher group. But that higher group that they are actually talking about is the World Bank, IMF, the One World Bank. And this is all part of the prophecies that they've been following all along. And, you know, it's just, I just see them pulling out all the stops. But what you're saying, I believe, is true, because too many people are looking at them. When you and I were talking about this 2.5-3 years ago, people were like, who cares about this forum? Who cares about these people? What's the big deal? But as I tell everyone, please, if you don't know what we're talking about and don't believe it or don't want to believe it, just go to their websites. You go to weforum.org, World Health Organization, IMF, BIS, World Bank, or the UN, Our Common Agenda, and you're going to see they're all talking about a one world government with a one world currency, a one world religion, a one world basically government. And it's really laid out on their website. So it's not us saying it. And anyone still calling the Great Reset and all of this a conspiracy theory is totally going to be the last ones that really find out. And they're going to find out the hardest way possible, because they don't want to see the truth and stop it and help us.
Now, this next thing I would like to share, this next knowledge bomb, we're on knowledge bomb number 2. For anyone scoring at home, I'm sorry you're scoring at home, but here we go. This is the right now you're seeing, and Carrie Lake tweeted this out, so I'll pull this up. Carrie Lake tweeted that, hey, FTX, she's tweeting out in a Revolver article about FTX and that scandal. And we all know that FTX has exploded. If you don't know that FTX has exploded, it's basically a cryptocurrency. And the world discovered quickly that there was no actual, it wasn't solvent. It was like a Ponzi scheme. It's an oversimplified way to explain it. Well, Tether is a part of the crypto world. And Tether is supposed to be providing like the stable financial footing with which FTX was built upon. And so Carrie Lake put out this article. I'm just going to read a part of it from Revolver. And Carrie Lake, again, she just put this out. I think this is very important for people to understand this. It says, just days ago, Bloomberg estimated that the 30-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried's personal wealth was at an astonishing $16 billion. Now the disgraced FTX founder is essentially bankrupt, and if there is a shred of justice in the world, soon headed for prison. The collapse of FTX and its founder is one of the most spectacular implosions in history. There is no shortage of narratives to mine for interesting article fodder. Celebrities like Tom Brady and his now ex-wife Giselle lost millions to the scam. There's the Silicon Valley smart money that was hopelessly entranced by a wonderkind founder. SBF also used his ill-begotten lucre to become one of the largest donors in the left-wing politics of the past 4 years. There's also the FTX pet philosophy of effective altruism, the cult-like fad. And he goes on to explain that basically FTX was used to fund the Democrat Party. Okay, so, but now you have Tether, and Tether is supposed to be supplying the stable footing with which FTX is built on. Okay, so this is Jordan Belfort from the Wolf of Wall Street. I just want to play a little clip of an interview he did here. This is Jordan Belfort, the focus of the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. So watch this, folks. This is...
The CoinDesk Spotlight is brought to you by Nexo, the place to earn on Bitcoin, Ethereum, and more.
All right, you know our next guest as the inspiration behind The Wolf of Wall Street. In the 90s, he was convicted of fraud and related crimes for stock market manipulation and running a boiler room as part of a penny stock scam. Now he's an active sales trader and crypto bull. Joining us now is Jordan Belfort. He always be closing. Welcome to the show, Jordan. You know, we're just talking about Tether. And I wonder, do you smell a scam in Tether?
I've been saying that since 2017, that I thought there was a big problem with Tether. And I was shocked that nothing ever came of it because, I think back in 2017, there was a thesis that it seemed to be magically creating itself at those times when it was needed most, when people were trying to liquidate Bitcoin. And I was getting it all third hand. So I have no direct evidence, but I'm saying it seemed like a pretty convenient thing that supply of Tether expanded when it was needed to expand and so forth. And then when they heard they settled something, civilly, and I was like, wow, how'd they get away with that? Like, I mean, that's just sort of not the sort of thing that we would settle civilly. So it's a pretty serious allegation. I'm a crypto bull. You're right. Long term. I think the sooner that massive regulation comes into the market, uh-oh, the better it is for Bitcoin, stable coins and everything else. I think people are scared of regulation. They shouldn't be. You know, if you look at back in history of any market that was like nascent, whether it was the junk bond market, I said, oh no, the regulators are coming in.
So to your point, by FTX collapsing, now there's going to be a big push for, oh, we have to regulate cryptocurrencies, and we need to roll out the central bank digital currencies, which just, oh, by the way, Reuters just happens to be right now, Reuters is reporting that the banking giants and New York Fed just happened to have started on November 15th, a 12-week digital dollar pilot plan. Now, I want to be very clear, and then I want to get your take on this. This guy here, for anybody out there that doesn't know, this is Augustin Karstens. He's the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements, an organization that you, Mel, have been talking about to the point that you probably hate yourself. You've been talking about the Bank of International Settlements for 3 consecutive years, and many people have said, the bank of what?
Right.
What? What are you saying? I don't bank there. That's not my bank. Whatever. Scroll to the next headline. Meanwhile, Augustin Karstens said this out loud, folks. Watch this. Dial in, folks. Here we go.
The head of the Bank for International Settlements is one Augustin Karstens. This is a direct quote from him about the difference between cash and central banking digital currencies. This is what he said. And this man is the head of the Bank for International Settlements. He said,
the key difference with the CBDC is the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
He's saying money.
And also we will have the technology to enforce that.
The central bank will have absolute control. Surprise, surprise. Absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and we will have the technology.
Mel, I believe that the FTX implosion was timed, and we just saw billions of dollars evaporate, and now when they discover that Tether, there's no there, and that Tether was a money-making machine, basically a privatized way to print money, Mel, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, there's two ways this could go. The people rise up and realize that this is not good. This centralized world bank, again, people have to really realize what they are talking about is exactly what they've been planning way back with Rockefeller, and everything that they planned for the one world government needed a one world currency to be controlled by this elitist class that they have self-anointed. I call the Fourth Reich, but right. A one world control mechanism. And really what the Bank of International Settlements is the bank of all banks. It's completely opaque and runs as kind of its own vassal empire over there in Switzerland. But it is, again, this is all tied together to basically centralizing everything under one roof, the World Economic Forum, public-private partnerships and the private Western Central Bank. And it eliminates our freedom and our really banking system as being American. So if people don't understand, and then that would come in with all the things that they're pushing, transhumanism, fourth industrial revolution, track and trace surveillance under the skin, smart cities, all everything would be encompassed in it, because you wouldn't be able to participate unless you download it and bought into it. And that would mean that all Americans will be forced to do that. There's multiple things that we, the people, can be doing, but, you know, it does look like we have a government that is, it does not care about the Constitution, is not working for we the people, is on track to do this with the Joe Biden regime. And, the people have to understand this is not what they're saying. This is track and trace surveillance, like in CCP China, tied to your money and your health and everything that you have and everything you buy. And again, people need to realize that the executive order about the IRS and upgrading the IRS, there's a lot of technology in there with AI and other things. And I believe that as Fink and others have talked about going direct, meaning skipping our government and having the banks and corporations really run the world, going direct with the IRS, like the Bank of International Settlements person just said, would mean that not only would all your expenses and everything you do be track and traced with an ESG social credit score, but they'll be able to actually turn off your money, take your money, fine you, do go direct with your taxes. So, I mean, it's a terrible situation to think of. I know that they're talking about a U.S. digital currency, but again, any kind of digital currency that is track and traced and surveilled is programmable tokens, which means fines, anything that they want to do, they'll just take, and they could turn off your money. They can make it expire. Right.
Now, let me talk about I'm going to try to put on a brief entrepreneurship seminar for the folks at home here, folks. Right. That's my
You're good niche. At that.
That's what I do. So I'm going to just walk you through. This is how entrepreneurship works here. Okay. So first off, I'm going to get a blank sheet of paper out. Blank sheet of paper. Okay. Here we go. Entrepreneur. I'm going to become an entrepreneur. I'm going to do it today. Here we go. Okay. So one is you find a problem. Okay. A problem that exists. Okay. Step two is you solve the problem. You want to solve the problem. Step three, you want to sell a solution. Okay. Sell a mutually beneficial. Okay. Solution. All right. All right. And then you want to nail it and scale it. So meaning that, like, once you do it well, you make a checklist and the processes and the systems, and you do it over and over and over again. However, this is how capitalism works. Now let's go with deep state entrepreneurism. Okay. This is the deep state approach to entrepreneurism. This is the World Economic Forum's approach to entrepreneurship. This is how Bill Gates looks at entrepreneurship. This is what they do. They create a problem. Oh, they create a problem. Then they solve the problem that they created. Oh, okay. Then they sell a one-sided solution. Then they nail it and scale it equals the final solution, which is what Adolf Hitler was trying to do. So now we're going to have fun with diagrams. Fun with diagrams. Okay, this is from the back of my Bible. Fun with diagrams from the back of my Bible. Okay. And this is people always say, we win in the end. I really love it for people to read the actual book of Revelation so we can have an intelligent conversation. So this is my Bible here. These are my notes. Here we go. You say, what kind of sick freak writes in their Bible? That's me. Okay, so let's just break it down. Here we go. I'm zooming in into my Bible. This is in my own Bible. These are my notes. I write. I could probably improve my font. My dad, may he rest in peace, was working with me on that. But here we go. So step one, I'm zooming in. The corona My corona. So the word corona is mathematically 666. So C equals 3, O equals 15, R equals 18, O is the 15th letter of the alphabet, N is the 14th letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. That's, you add it all up at 66. So you got that. So step one, we're looking at my Bible here. So the coronavirus was used to usher in COVID-19, the Great Reset, as stated by Yuval Noah Harari. All right. And now this idea of COVID, we need to educate ourselves on this. COVID is Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. That's how this whole thing started. There's a lot of details, but that's how it all started, okay? Now, they've been working on this. Who's they? Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari. They've been working on this. These people, Prince Charles, Bank of International Settlements, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, Council of Foreign Relations, basically everybody Mel's been talking about. They've been working on this for a long time. This just in. At least 50 years that they've been openly talking about this since 1971 when the World Economic Forum was founded. Now, step two is they got the self-replicating, modifying nanotechnology is being used via the COVID-19 shot. So step two, they've got to get you to want, they created the problem, they got to get you to want to put the RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body and deny all logic and reason and any type. So I mean, go back to entrepreneurship. Be careful, folks, be careful. Because I know entrepreneurship, okay, and I see people play the game with me. They try to use me the entrepreneurship moves that I've taught them on me. I have seen former clients of mine try to pressure me into buying rings and jewelry for my spouse that we've already bought enough rings. We don't need any more. But the emotion, E, the word emotion, right before emotion, there's an E right there. E. They try to use emotion because emotion blocks logic. Oh, so you see, if you're a real deal entrepreneur, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to find a problem, solve a problem, sell a mutually beneficial solution, nail it and scale it, and use positive emotion like joy, hope, optimism, whatever. But if you are an evil entrepreneur, okay, this is a globalist, you're going to use fear to create emotion. So now people are scared. I'm going to get the shot just so I can keep my job. I'm going to get the shot so people stop harassing me about getting the shot. I'm going to get the shot so you'll just stop harassing me so I can do Thanksgiving. I'm going to get the shot so I can keep my job. I'm going to get the shot because J-Lo said to do it. Okay. So step three. All right, folks, step three. And again, this is all in the back of my Bible, but I'm giving it to you. CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo. So if you haven't read the Bible recently, read that, folks, Revelation 9:11. These people are located on the CERN, the world's largest supercomputer, is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, and they are trying to open up another dimension. Even Stephen Hawking, who wasn't a Christian, has said that they, if they're successful, they may end humanity. That is they're doing this. They're trying to, Elon Musk refers to AI as summoning the demon. And I'll play you video clips in a minute that show all this. Then step four, Elon Musk, who for some reason everyone continues to praise. Elon Musk, he owns one of the largest mRNA manufacturing facilities on the planet called CureVac. Elon Musk. Elon Musk, he's connecting brains to computers with his company called Neuralink. Elon Musk is blanketing the Earth with 30,000 low orbit satellites to track and trace our every movement. Elon Musk is not an entrepreneur. Elon Musk is a huge government contractor for the military. Elon Musk is putting out self-driving cars that are not good for the environment, that destroy landscapes in order to procure the items needed to make the batteries in these vehicles. And these vehicles can be turned on or off, which is part of the World Economic Forum's agenda, the Great Reset. So step five, the United Nations puts a statue called the Guardian of Nations in front of the United Nations. And that statue is the exact fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, Revelation 13, 2. And finally, these 5G towers. Mel, the only way to cure corona was apparently to put the 5G towers up, because during the lockdowns, these people were getting down to business, putting up 5G towers everywhere. And these 5G towers now can connect to the technology inside the shots. So let's review. Corona was introduced to create fear, panic. Ah, it's 666. Then they put the self-replicating technology inside everyone's body, this RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside everyone's body. 3, CERN's trying to summon the demons. 4, Elon Musk is the founder of SpaceX. He's blanketing the Earth with low-orbit satellites. 5, the UN says, ha-ha, we're making progress. They put the statue right in front of the UN building, which is the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. And then the 5G towers are up everywhere. And if people want to see this, how this works, here we go, Mel. I want to get your thoughts on this. So we go, we type in World Economic Forum. Here we go. World Economic Forum 20. Okay, 20. And we type in Prince Charles. Here we go. Prince Charles. Hitting enter. Hitting enter. Oh, wow, this is exciting. Here we go. Hitting it. So this is him. This is Prince Charles. All right.
It is time to level the playing field and to think about how we properly deploy it.
Got the little artwork here with the 666 theme going on here. They got the 666 logo here at the World Economic Forum. And before he gets up to speak, because it's a longer talk, the cameras are on. Look, they show a diagram of how it works. Mel, right here, they show the diagram. Look, right here, there, this these signals can be sent out of one location up to Starlink, then ping on down to a 5G tower, and track the movements of every single person on the planet. Mel, I know I went over a lot of stuff. I'd love to get your thoughts on this because I'm trying to get people, like, I'm really trying to draw the connect the dots here, and nobody does it better than you.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, this is what I say all the time is they've told us this, because you're bringing up this whole thing, and we'll get into also religion. But right now we're talking about it's behavioral modification, behavioral control. It's the Club of Rome, limits to growth on steroids. What it is, you know, at this point, we have to go back and really think about the Lucis Trust and what was going on at the UN and the UN population group and all the money that Ted Turner, who said on the planet there should only be 500 million people, openly before he donated all his money basically to the United Nations population control group. And what is really happening here is that they've all decided, be it at Bilderberg or at any of their private meetings or Davos, yep, or wherever they have gotten together, there is a group and they have good plans on this. And again, anyone that doesn't know or is seeing all this and thinking it can't be possible, very easy. WeForum.org, go to search and search what Clay is saying, and you're going to find it in their own words telling you exactly. And a lot of that stuff that you're talking about right now on the World Economic Forum was written in 2015 and 2016. And a lot of this stuff people have to start to understand when you're talking about the Book of Revelations and all of that. If you go back to the Lucis Trust, the Lucifer Trust meditation room, the One World Religion headquarters, basically, you're going to see that they use the Book of Revelations. And they say in their own literature, Alice Bailey, who was the person that Rockefeller and all of them chose, her mentor was Blavatsky, who was the occult guide to Hitler. But you'll see that they talk about all of this as a necessity for the one world deity. They talk about it, that they're going to use the Book of Revelations. They talk often about the big problem is it's Christianity and Judeo-Christian Abrahamic religions. But if you go through the readings, you're going to see they're talking about Freemasonry and mystery schools and all of this stuff that seems outlandish, but they can't achieve this end goal, which is to be gods on earth, which is really their goal, that they are gods, which is a lot of the stuff that's happening, transhumanism, top-down control, track and trace surveillance, ESG scores, is really because they believe that they are gods, and that they have to control the planet. Another thing you brought up and people should look at, which is the fear model, the trauma-based psychotic, yeah, mass formation psychosis. This goes back to the beginning of time. You know, a lot of false flags are really about the trauma to get people to then go along because they're so removed from logic and reason. And and again, the whole United Nations concept is a fraud. But what they've used is humanity's, all of humanity's basic, I think most humans, the core of emotion, compassion, empathy against, yep, us. So they do this. But if people go back and they look at during Obama, Cass Sunstein was his like minister of truth. He wrote a book called Nudge, which was really, really used during the COVID, all of these techniques. He's a he uses law and behavior and behavior modification. Well, after Obama, way before the corona hit, he went to the next level and he started working with the World Health Organization to come up with this tactical group to create a scenario where humans would behave in a way that they instructed from the top at, in this case, the World Health Organization. It's called TAG. Anyone can look it up. And it's a whole plan of how to get people to comply with the entire COVID thing. Right. It doesn't stop there. This is behavioral modification, full control of humanity. We've heard Harari in the past say that Hitler and Stalin and Mao, if they only had the technology that Harari claims that the World Economic Forum and his friends in the public-private partnership wield, that they would have been thrilled. This would have been the best thing ever for dictators and tyrants. And now he's telling us we have it and we are God. And I'm sure you're going to show where he's saying there is no God, they are God.
And I want to make sure everybody really, really grasps this idea, because you're doing a great work. And I know you've woken up millions of people, and I love to tap into your wisdom. I want to be very clear. I'm not obsessed with the number 666. A lot of people say, Clay, why do you always talk about this stuff? I'm not obsessed with the logo of the World Economic Forum. Is 666. The logo of CERN is 666. The Google Chrome logo is 666. This whole there right here in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, it says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, say that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So they constantly want to show you what they're doing. This is their weird, perverse logic system. Now let's go back to entrepreneurship, because I like to talk about entrepreneurship. Here we go. I'm inviting you, Mel, to the Christmas party at the podcaster event we're having on Friday night. I'm hosting a Christmas party at 6 o'clock, and I'm inviting you. There it is. I did it. But if you don't want to go, that's fine, because you and I are entrepreneurs, and we understand that if you decide not to come to the Christmas party after spending a whole day talking about reaching America with the truth, with General Flynn and all these patriots, I get it. You might have date plans. Okay. But the idea is we believe in choice. So if you can't come to the Christmas party, I get it. There's a lot of Christmas parties I get invited to that I can't go to. We get it. But under their weird world, you have the illusion of choice. Ooh, the illusion of choice. So you say, I how do you spell illusion? Let's do that first. Okay. The illusion of choice. Pepsi. I'm a Coke guy. I'm gonna do Pepsi. I'm gonna do no or Coke. No. I'm gonna do, how about we do ABC? I like NBC. No, they're more trusted than CBS or Fox or I feel like, so what's happening is that entrepreneurs give the actual consumer real choices. So I sit down with a customer. A lot of my businesses I'm involved in, you know, one of the companies I'm involved in, we do like outdoor patio equipment. You know, we sit down with the customer and we say, what is the problem you have? The customer goes, well, I really want to turn my backyard into a staycation. I go, okay, well, great. Let me show you how we can do it. And we do all this. And then we say, well, now here are this is what we do. Now here's what we would charge you. Here's the profit we make. Do you want to do that? And the customer goes, yeah, I will. Or no, I won't. And if they say, yes, I like it, because we make money, they make money. It's great. I mean, we make money, they make memories. They love the backyard. We make money. It's great. If they say no, it's fine. But what they do here at the World Economic Forum is they want to give you the illusion of choice.
Right.
So what's happening right now is we're going to start to see the illusion of choice being put in us right now. This is the illusion they're going to give us. This is Yuval Noah Harari saying right now, he's going, hey, if you're not connected to the network, we can turn your immune system off. So listen to this, folks.
To the network.
Here we go.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network. And you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Now, if you actually believed that that was the case and you're going, I don't want to die, so I need to take, I need to put these shots in my body. Well, now guess what can happen? They can track your movements because you just put like a, like if you have a dog, some people put like a tag and, right, and like their cattle, so they can track the cattle, who stole my cattle, why someone's stealing my cattle. There's tracking devices you can put underneath your car, GPS devices. You're putting a GPS device in your body so that they can track you. Now, you've all is it's the illusion of choice, though. So it's like, do you want to protect yourself from the virus or do you want freedom? I mean, do you want freedom? Do you want the freedom to move around as you please? We'll give that to you as long as you put the shot in your body. So you have a choice, you know, you want to be, you know, and so you're like, oh, I think I'll put it in my body. Now you don't have the freedom of movement. And also you have maimed your immune system. Okay. So this is, you've all know Harari sitting down with this young lady. And I'm sure it was a blasty blast of a conversation because she's going, hey, can you tell me what the Anthropocene is? You guys at the World Economic Forum keep talking about the Anthropocene. Could you maybe tell me what the Anthropocene is? There's a whole documentary made about the Anthropocene. And he says this, I'm sure the conversation didn't go well afterwards. Here we go.
The rest of you have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on.
So now people are going, well, I mean, I guess I don't want to die from the virus, so I'm willing to connect my immune system to the network and maybe that'll save me. And so again, it's the illusion of choice. Now he's doing this again. He's doing interviews now with major podcasts. So this is called the Armchair Podcast. And just so we're clear of how big of a show this is, they just interviewed Jerry Seinfeld. And then a couple of days later, they have Yuval Noah Harari, and Yuval is trying to explain that, hey, it's okay if you believe in Jesus as some sort of like hippie guru myth, but he wasn't actually the son of God. Listen to what he said. Listen to the blasphemy coming out of this guy's mouth. Here we go.
I mean, we don't know much about Jesus as a person, but from the little we know, for instance, from the stories preserved in the New Testament, he never claimed to be God. He was basically this kind of hippie guru in this small province of the Roman Empire.
Sexy carpenter.
Who wanted to reform Judaism and basically tell people be nicer to each other. After he died, his followers weaved this more and more elaborate stories about who he really was.
Yeah. Which is not true, but for people that don't know the Bible, they're like, well, I guess it makes sense. And he's going, hey, here's the deal. Another illusion of choice. He's going, hey, you know, you don't want to follow the Bible, do you? Because the Bible endorses slavery. So we need to get rid of the Bible and the U.S. Constitution, he says, because these things encourage slavery. Listen to this, folks.
No, you compare the U.S. Constitution to the Ten Commandments. And both these documents endorse slavery. Everybody knows that about the U.S. Constitution, that when it was initially written, it endorsed slavery. But it's the same with the Ten Commandments. If you look at commandment number 10, it says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house or your neighbor's field or your neighbor's slaves. God has no problem with somebody having slaves. God only has a problem with somebody coveting the slaves.
So again, it's this illusion of choice. They're going, hey, it's okay. You can choose to believe in God. You just, you know, you, if you do, you know, it ultimately is going to end in slavery. And because we love you so much at the World Economic Forum, we want to change the Ten Commandments. We want to change the Constitution. Mel, I mean, how do you see all, I know there's a lot of stuff I just threw at you there, but how do you see all that kind of fitting together?
Well, it all fits together because it's all part of the original plan that they've been following for a very long time, certainly the last 50 years since the Rockefeller bought and gave the land for the United Nations to the United Nations groups. This is not new, but the truth is that the biggest problem, there is no God in communism. There's no God in communism. Look at the model that now Klaus Schwab is openly saying that all civilizations, all countries should follow the CCP model, which we know what the CCP model is. But communism distinctly says that the government is God. The leaders are God. There can be no God. What is scary, though, Clay, because we know about the infiltration. It happened a long time ago with the 501c3s, with the churches, and the churches getting involved with FEMA, and all this stuff happened during the George W. Bush years, and then again during Obama years, where a lot of churches were infiltrated. Right now, if you had a church and you were watching this, you should be outraged and horrified. If you have a synagogue and you're a rabbi, you should be. This guy is so... He's trying to redefine everything, which is what they do. They need to redefine everything in order to achieve their goal. Their goal is that they are God, you know, and people should be aware. What I've learned over the last few years is anything that they're saying that they can do with technology in the future, they already have that technology. That this it's kind of predictive programming, but they already have it. We know that Rockefeller in 96 in an interview was talking to a man named Russo, who did a great documentary people should watch that's shocking. Back in the 90s, but he talks at that point about chips and tracing humans and human behavior and the need to, you know, reduce the population because of the resources that they need, they meaning them, the elitists, the globalist elitist people. And again, as I said many times, part of all of this is that they need to eliminate the Judeo-Christian God, the Judeo-Christian values, everything having to do with that, in order for them to impose, as Kurzweil and other people have said, a benevolent AI to replace God and all religions that everyone answers to. You know, Alice Bailey and some of her writings that are promoted over there at the UN and she's lauded by the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization. She's the loosest trust. She wrote the 10 Steps to a One World Government. She was Rockefeller's choice for the philosophical and spiritual leader of the UN. She has put out a paper called The Externalization of Hierarchy. Anyone can look it up. It's her book. And the whole book talks about that the members of the hierarchy are seen to be the custodians of the divine plan, that the spiritual hierarchy on the planet, the ability of mankind to connect its members and to work in cooperation with them meaning the hierarchy, and the existence of a greater hierarchy of spiritual energies of which our tiny sphere is a part. And these truths upon which the coming world religion must be based. So go back and look at, some of the writings of the chosen philosopher / spiritual leader of the United Nations, which also controls the UN and the World Economic Forum many times, but certainly back with Kofi Annan, reiterated in the last 5 years, multiple times. There's no difference between the UN and the World Economic Forum. The UN and the World Economic Forum have an agreement. So, and it's out there. But Bailey goes on to talk about Freemasonry would be used to help create the one world religion. And it's like this whole mystery school. And she says, there's no dissociation between the one universal church, the sacred inner lodge of all true Masons, and the innermost circles of the esoteric societies. It must not be forgotten that only souls who are on this probationary path or the path of disciplineship will form the nucleus of the coming one world religion. The new religion will manifest, for instance, through organizations like Masonry. In Freemasonry is embedded the core of secret heart of the occult mysteries wrapped in number, metaphor, and symbols. That will be the future religion. Okay, so now you have to take a step back and think, wait a minute. Harari sounds cruel. Like, what? Where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? That woman wrote that in the 40s and was picked up by, you know, the donors to the Lucis Trust, if you can find them, who is hers. It was Lucifer Publishing. They changed it because the name was disturbing. At the UN, they still have the Lucis Trust meditation room. Her 10 rules to the one world government are basically everything we watched play out for the last several years in debasing our whole life, you know, making immoral, moral, making deviant, normal, mainstream, right, all the stuff that they've done, destroying the family, destroying, you know, or taking our children and manipulating them. It takes a village, now takes on a whole different thing. But if you look at all of this and you realize this is in her writings, she was chosen to lead the one world religion, and donors to the Lucis Trust include Gates, Soros, Ted Turner, and multiple other people. You can look it up on their website. It's at the UN. So, you know, what I'm saying is this woman's been writing about this and they've been following this path. And her mentor was the one that was leading Hitler in his spiritual journey.
Oh, it's good to know. It's people. I just what I'm trying to do today, and I'm going to make sure we land the plane here with a minimum impact here, folks. I just want people to see this. If this is, these aren't like, I'm not going around looking for obscure videos. This is Yuval Noah Harari, who is, he's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. He's praised by MIT, Stanford, Harvard. We are told right now that he's the world's top selling author. We're told he sold 40 million copies of his books. That's tough to do in 50 months. Now listen to what he's saying right now. He's trying to say that since God doesn't exist and we don't get our rights from God, we really no longer need to follow those laws, and therefore we no longer maybe have the right to vote.
That's for forbidding things like murder or rape. The reason is not that God said so or some ancient book said so. We forbid these things because they make people suffer. To understand this shift in authority from external laws to internal feelings, we can look at cases of so-called victimless crimes. If two men love each other, how does this harm anyone? And if nobody suffers, why should it be considered a crime? Ethics and politics are no longer about divine commandments or about alleged laws of nature. They are about feelings.
Okay, so then he goes on to talk about how we need to probably weigh those feelings and have some sort of way to determine whose feelings are valid and whose feelings are not.
Think of the potential impact of having a scale of consciousness within humanity itself, which places some humans or some feelings above other humans and other feelings. Remember, for example, the fact that voting rights today are based on the assumption that all humans have equal feelings rather than equal intelligence. What might happen if it turns out that not all humans have the same capacity to feel? What will that do to voting rights?
He's talking about removing voting rights. Now, folks, what I want to do to give you some homework here or some action items you can take here. First off, if anybody out there, if you see the currency collapsing and you say, well, how am I going to buy or sell if I don't want to have this central bank digital currency controlling my life? Because, again, Reuters is rolling it out right now. I mean, this is a real, Reuters is rolling out stories talking about the updates of this trial pilot period of this central bank digital currency. You're seeing it. So you say, well, what can I do to fight against inflation and to make sure that I have the ability to buy or sell from who I want to? One way to do that, I would recommend that you go to bh-pm.com or some gold or silver provider that you know or trust. You know, for years, my wife and I bought from Goldline. I had no problem with them. I like those guys. They're good folks. I just started buying from Andrew Sorcini because people I know who own banks were buying from Andrew Sorcini, and he's been a trusted partner there. That's bh-pm.com. The second thing is on the food thing. I don't have a food partner. I don't have a promo code with a food guy, but I would recommend you have some food in the event of a supply chain collapse. You saw it in Sri Lanka. Email, they're doing it in China right now. I recommend people stock up on some kind of food. Dr. Sherwood, who is on the Reawaken America tour, he has food that's designed to last a long time. It's organic food. You can get that at sherwood.tv. It's called Kingdom Fuel. But I'd recommend that from a just a practical level, you make sure you've got some food set up, have some food set up. I'd make sure that you get out of fiat currency if at all possible. And I would recommend that you get educated and you get connected. And that's why we do these Reawaken America tour events. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request tickets to the Reawaken America tour in Nashville, Tennessee, you're going to find yourself going to Pastor Greg Locke's church. Now, Pastor Greg Locke is the first pastor in America that I know of that had what I call a reverse mask mandate. You see, CNN and the mainstream media kept showing up and saying, why don't you, Greg Locke, have a mask mandate? And he says, what now? This is a guy who never shut down his church, no lockdowns, no quarantines. And CNN, all the big media outlets are like, why don't you have a mask mandate? And he says, that is a good point. So he gets behind the pulpit and he mandates that you're not allowed to wear a mask at his church. That's this kind of personality type here. This guy is great. And he's located in Nashville, Tennessee. So there's a lot of great things to see and do before or after the event. But it's going to be January 20th and 21st. Right now, we just moved under 1,500 tickets remaining for this event. It's coming up January 20th and 21st. And again, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Peter Navarro, Jim Brewer, Mel Kay, Roger Stone will be there. Again, Mike Lindell's going to be there. Stella Emanuel's going to be there. So many of the people that you've met through the fight, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Ian Smith, Man in America there, Seth Holhouse, Seth Keschel, the Flyover Conservatives. So many of these people that you love and you've been cheering for, they're all going to be there. And you can always name your price. Now, the way it'll work is if you use the promo code Mel K, when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, if you use promo code Mel K, what you do is you get a discount off of VIP tickets. And sometimes it helps if you sit close, you want to meet the speakers, you have a higher probability to do that if you sit close. If you want a VIP ticket, use promo code Mel K. If you don't want to buy a VIP ticket, still use promo code Mel K because it gets you into the meet and greet event. And it also does give you a chance to win a backstage pass. Now, Mel, this show, when the show comes out on Rumble, within 24 hours of this show going out, anybody who buys a ticket is entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to meet Eric Trump, Cash Patel, and everybody. You can meet those folks, but you got to go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets. Also, you can text the number 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And that's a way to request tickets a little bit quicker. So again, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. Before me, because we get a ticket request about every 30 seconds, I would request tickets by texting 918-851-0102. Then I would click on this request tickets button right here. Boom, it'll take you to this page. You scroll down a little bit right here. Here we go. You click it and request tickets. I would do both of those things. And that way you make sure that you're in the queue for our team to call you, because we do mail for safety. We do vet each and every attendee, meaning that we have a list of people that we don't sell tickets to. And you have to bring your ID to get in mail. That way we don't have deep state Antifa showing up.
Right. True.
Mel, I tell you, I just encourage everybody right now. I'm not kidding about the fiat currency thing. You're going to see this collapse. I mean, you're going to, this FTX and Tether thing, you're going to hard sell a need for this programmable central bank digital currency. So I'd go to bh-pm.com. I would do that. Also, if you're looking for jobs, Mel, that don't require a COVID-19 vaccine,
right?
People continue to tell me they're losing jobs today because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. If you're looking for jobs that don't require the shots, you can get those there at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, you can get that at timetofreeamerica.com. And finally, folks, if you are saying, I want to download a book, I would like to know what's going on, or watch a documentary, you can watch the documentary called The Reawaken America Tour Documentary for free. Or you can download the book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening, for free at timetofreeamerica.com. And everything we talked about on today's show, it's all cited right here at timetofreeamerica.com. Mel, that's it.
That's great. Well, you know what? That's not, we are on a path. I agree with you. I think it's more than 50% of the people. I just was reading Zero Hedge and then American Thinker. Everyone's talking about the World Economic Forum now. A lot of it has to do with you. People are talking about Harari. I don't know why the late night shows and all these people are focusing on him, having him on, other than that they're part of the agenda. Like, we saw the document, thanks for Judicial Watch getting the document about 249 page document showing how the media and entertainment and sports and everyone were in on the push, the fear mongering, the forcing everyone to get the jab. It was very strategic. This is all very well planned. And I think we're going to have to look back and really connect the dots, even back to Event 201, back to the Good Club, or the Gates and all of them at the Rockefeller Institute, just coming up with this whole plan in 2008. And all you have to do is go look at their words and trace them to where we are. And it's very obvious that none of this is for the good of humanity or mankind, not their climate emergency, where they want to transfer all of our wealth to Davos, to the IMF and World Bank, to supposedly, like the same thing you're writing about, the Hegelian dialect, supposedly fix the environment and the climate. No, they're the ones, if anyone is creating a pollution disaster or bad water and air, it's the multinational corporations and the people that are involved at the World Economic Forum, et cetera. but and those who are pushing war, which is the worst thing for the environment and for our atmosphere. But whatever, we have to keep looking at the truth. The truth is, these people do not hide it. Do your go there. Go to Clay's page, Thrive Time. There's so much evidence. My resource page is themelkshow.com. So much evidence. There's a lot of good writers and podcasters and people out there pointing at this out every day. And you know what? If Klaus Schwab didn't go out there with his arrogant self and proclaim all of this stuff on stage in front of the world, then, you know, you could question if it's conspiracy theory. But if Harari and Schwab and all these different speakers on stage at COP and at the World Economic Forum, you know, meetings and at the, you know, all of these meetings, if they didn't say it themselves, that'd be one thing, but they do. And there's a lot of evidence out there. And we, the people of the United States, they have no authority over us. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and Christianity are their biggest problems. If you read what they say, Christianity and a belief in God for all religions, that includes Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, is a big problem for them. So I really consider, I would say to consider looking up at their own websites, what they're saying. Like you brought up, right on World Economic Forum's website, if you just go there and you put in religion, you're going to find articles such as, is religion outdated in the 21st century? You're going to find the role of faith in systematic global challenges, all of which tell you that, you know what, that's over. Benevolent AI will replace God going forward in the fourth industrial revolution, and you have no say. Remember, you have sovereignty as an individual. The United States has sovereignty as a country. If we stand up and we say no, they have no power. I'm very nervous about a lot of things I've seen recently that the left, which is really controlled by the billionaire oligarchs that are members of the World Economic Forum and the central bankers, have a lot of plans for us. But we, the people, if we don't go along and we say no and we reject this, they can't achieve it. We have to remember that we, the people, have the power. We have the United Nations, our common agenda is going to be rolling in soon with Biden and the Obama regime that is running D.C. with the oligarch billionaire trillionaires are going to be pushing the U.N. One World Constitution coming up. So all you have to do is put together all the spokes and see what they're saying. You know, you can go to Albert Pike and some of these other people that they idolize, Aleister Crowley behind the scenes, and you're going to see everything is about total top-down control and you having no choice but creating the illusion, like Clay said. What they're doing with all the COVID, with the banking, destroying our currency, with the war, is they are encouraging people to follow along because they are demoralizing, dehumanizing, and making our lives as hard as possible so that we say we surrender our freedom, our liberty, our inalienable rights to these people as some kind of saviors. They are not saviors. And in my opinion, I think anyone that's connected to the World Economic Forum has no business in our government. And folks, they are in local, national, county, government all over. There's not just the young global leaders that we all saw wearing their weird outfits at some kind of bizarre situation there in Bali, including Joe Biden. But it's young global changers, the 30 under 30. All these people are all picked by the World Economic Forum, and you got to wonder why. And you should be rooting them out in your local community. There's mayors involved. 40 mayors in the U.S. are involved in the smart city plan that was concocted by the World Economic Forum and the U.N. UNESCO is all over our schools. You know, we got to get these globalist internationalists out of our country, make our country great again, as per Donald Trump keeps saying, close down our and pull in our sovereignty and our pride and start saying, not America. You can't take over America. It's not going to happen. Not now, not ever. And once we do that and stand up, believe me, the rest of the world will follow. If we bow down and we allow this installed regime to take us on the path of industrial, one world, global public-private partnership rule, governance, we will fall and so will the rest of the world. So there's a lot on the backs of we, the people of the United States, and we really need to take, our power back and stand up and say enough's enough. You know, January 6th to me was all about making us never, ever stick up or stand up to this government again, no matter how tyrannical, and we have to be fearless in moving forward.
Mel, I wanted to say this in closing here. There's a lot of people out there listening right now, and you're trying to figure out, well, what can I do on a daily basis? And I just think it's really important to take time every morning or afternoon or whatever your time is like in the morning, and just ask God, you know, how he can use your time, your talents you've been given, and your treasure to help save the nation. And so, and I think one thing that we need to do is we need to get together physically. The Bible is so specific about this. If you look up Hebrews 10:25, okay, because when we get together, whether it be at a Reawaken America tour or at your local church or your local synagogue or wherever you, if you come to one of our rallies or you go to some other event, it just, it's so important that you get together, because the Bible, it prophesied this. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Now, exhorting means to encourage, to mentor, to pump up, if you will, to these events. When you come to an event, the speakers get energized. Mike Adams gets energized. I get energized. Mel Kay does. We love meeting you. General Flynn gets energized. Eric Trump gets energized because they want us to be isolated and to be demotivated and to be discouraged. When you get together and you encourage one another, you're encouraging those speakers. Those speakers are encouraging you. There's just so much information. We've got to get it out there. And I just encourage everybody. Now, if you say, you know what, going to an event isn't my thing, that's okay. But we try to give you solutions, whether it be Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That's a great way that you, because again, this new currency they're rolling out, I want people to understand this, okay? The currency being rolled out by BRICS right now, they're discussing rolling out their new currency, which we didn't go super deep into today, but I just want people to understand this. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've all teamed up. That's 41% of the Earth's population. And they convinced Saudi Arabia to join, Iran, Venezuela. They're rolling out a gold-backed, programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai. What? Yes. So if you just go to rumble.com and you type in BRICS Bank, and this thing is gold-backed. This currency is gold-backed. It's gold-backed central bank digital currency. So, Mel, they're telling us, you know, don't buy gold. Meanwhile, they're buying gold. I mean, these countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've been buying copious amounts of gold. Look it up, folks. You can verify this stuff. They tell you, don't take hydroxychloroquine. Meanwhile, many of these people were taking hydroxychloroquine. Another example, so many videos are leaking out on TikTok and Twitter and Rumble of these people who are telling you to wear a mask. They weren't wearing a mask. So I'm just telling people, use common sense and make sure that you take action today. Just take some action, whether it be coming to an event, buying gold, shoring up your food supply. Just make sure that you're actively fighting back. And Mel, I just appreciate you. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you. I know that no matter where my research takes me, I can throw it at you and you connect all the dots, because you have really devoted yourself to being a researcher at a time when the world has been panicking. You've pulled yourself back away from the noise and the panic, and you do your research. And I really do appreciate you for what you've been doing.
Well, I appreciate you for what you've been doing. And what you said is so important. I have a lot of friends, you know, I spent a long time in the arts and entertainment world. There's a lot of addiction and all of that in that world. And it was always the people that got sober and stayed sober and built their lives and rebuilt their lives. Usually it was because they created a fellowship of men and women that got together and helped each other and lifted each other up and supported each other and reached out. And we have to start doing that. We will not win this battle if we do not unite. First and foremost, as Americans and people who love God and country and family and our children. And I think our real strength will be, again, I don't think diversity is our strength. I think our strength in America is our common values and our goals and our hopes and dreams for our children. So everyone just start really, and I say this to everyone, it doesn't matter if it's me or Clay, we started doing a podcast, we didn't know it was going to happen. You can start doing a podcast, you can write a blog, you can write pamphlets and hand them out. You can talk to anyone. But fellowship and getting together with other people and speaking is a game changer. If you can join us in Nashville or anywhere else, it will change your life. We have people that come to one event and then come to all the events. Or they come to one event and they make all new friends because they had lost their friends. And now their friends are waking up. And then they bring their friends to the next event. And then they're like, I thought this was all BS. Now I've done my own research. I'm here. Yeah. I want to join the fight for America, for freedom, for God and country and our children. How do I get involved? And there's a million ways. So please show up and join us. Go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page or to Clay's website. Use the code Mel Kay. You can come meet me. We have a great time at the meet and greet. And it's really a game changer for a lot of people out there, because part of the goal of COVID was to isolate you, to shut you off from your friends and family so that you no longer could had anyone to speak to, and you were stuck in the echo chamber that they were controlling of big tech online. And that's where a lot of the damage was done. Also, one last thing, please learn about propaganda. You are being propagandized. There's going to be a huge push by the left. You know, David Brock memo I sent to you, Clay. It's been out there. It's been leaked. It's been surfaced. Same as Democracy Matters. There's going to be an ungodly amount of propaganda, lying, twisting the facts, and attacks on we the people and on anyone trying to seek justice and truth. We the people deserve the truth and facts, no matter where they lead. So please learn about propaganda, because if you know it's propaganda, it doesn't work. Thank you so much, Clay.
Thank you, Mel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me, and it might be concerning you. I would really like everyone to take seriously the Executive Order 14067 and go read it for yourselves. This is about the central bank digital currency, and this would then take all of our banking systems as we know them and put them into a centralized banking system. Central bank digital currency they are talking about is programmable tokens. Programmable tokens attached to a ESG social credit governance score. The central bank digital currency is track and trace money that would be controlled by the private Western central bank, essentially taking our free will to do as we wish with our financial assets. And in turn, the government could watch everything we buy, track and trace every purchase, anything we're investing on. They can then, on that end, go after you with taxes and liens and other financial tools that can really take away your ability to live the life that you choose with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as you see fit. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather this storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings. Protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel Kay Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country, because again, it's very affordable and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. Every single day, you have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out Mel Kay Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel Kay Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKaySuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.